free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined tonight, August 17, 2009, by Michael Reed of REM Source LLC, makers of the REM Gen, which allegedly generates power freely from the environment, enough to power a house. The company claims to be ready to go into production with their technology, with a production prototype ready to demonstrate, which can produce several kilowatts. Michael is a third cousin of Troy Reed, who many of you may have seen in a YouTube video from a decade ago with a similar technology. Michael has been working on this technology for three decades with input from his cousin. Michael, we're honored to have you on our show. Are you on here yet? Great. We had a little difficulty getting you in, but I'm glad you finally made it. Oh, good. Well, you know, I appreciate you coming on. This is kind of an early tentative or tenuous, difficult time for a company where you're looking for the money to be able to get this thing ramped up into production. You're trying to walk carefully. You don't know who you can trust. You can't. This is an upturning technology, disruptive, they might call it, technology to the powers that be. But you're willing to come on. I applaud you for your braveness. Tell us about your technology. What is it? How does it work? I know you don't want to give away all your secrets, but what you can say.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you for having me on. Pretty much what we've got is based on several technologies. If you look at the original magnetic motor and the pulse motor and the electromagnet that Troy did, basically, we've just taken that and just cleaned it up, streamlined it, and added a few extra things, and voila, we've got what we've got after many, many, many different tries. Yeah, we are basically in the position of being able to produce mass units, but obviously we're looking at having funding first.
Are you willing to do onesies, twosies for people who might be interested in that, pay you up front?
We have actually considered that. What we were considering is figuring out some way of doing some sort of distribution on, because in doing onesie twosie, we are rather a lot more expensive than we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it would be possible for people to be able to purchase.
So you're pretty much going to focus on getting the money so that you can do it in mass production?
We'd like to, because obviously, you know, unless folks that want to have something new and fresh that's out there, this would obviously fit the bill on that. But to get it to the masses, obviously, we would want to be able to produce in enough numbers that it's, you know, not only affordable, but, you know, justifies the means.
And when I was talking to you about a month ago, you were mentioning that you had a number of size outputs, like there was like a 5 or 3 kilowatt, you know, 6 up to 12. I think you had 4 different sizes. Maybe you can help me understand. Do you have prototypes now, production prototypes of that, of those different sizes?
Yeah. Basically, through the years, we've kind of played with the different sizes, depending on what we were trying to accomplish. But just from the sake of making them better, we've actually worked on the larger ones for the sake of doing it in mass. But, no, we're basically everything from 1.5 on up.
And in terms of the production prototype, these typically are, you know, the bugs worked out enough that you can put the copy button on and start cranking these things out just like your production prototype. That's what you've got now?
Yes. Pretty much what we have is, we've created a motor that we can pretty much put up anything that's actually existing or create our own coil. Obviously, when we do that, there's obviously more R&D involved. But the smaller ones, we actually make our own coils. But the larger, once we get into the larger units, we just match it up with an existing generator that matches up to the power and torque that it has.
And what kind of attributes are you looking for in people who would call you up and say, hey, I want to come see this. I have somebody who might want to put some money into this.
That's a good question. Where we're at right now, obviously we're trying to look at a little bit more towards the big picture, but, we're not a big fish yet, so we right now can't really pick and choose. But obviously, we want money that come to us that we can, be able to use in such a way that we're not obligated, absolutely to that person. Reason being is because we've had many projects in the past that as we have given, bits and bits of parts of what we had, we literally would lose control. And that's something we don't want to do on this one.
To answer
your question, pretty much what we'd like to have is obviously some sort of portfolio that or some sort of angel investor that would obviously come in and see what we have and get it. And, there's a lot of money to be made in this product, but our heart's a little bit in a different direction on this one. It could obviously change the economy. Done in mass and done scaled right. But what we're trying to do is basically get ourselves in a position that if we do it with inside the United States, it's going to have to be an awful lot of the time. This is the way we feel because of what that is, though, extreme grassroots. Because, the powers that be, we all know, would love to grab this up and throw it whole. So the idea is to be able to find the right people that actually could work with where we're at.
Now, one of the things for those who may not be as familiar with this arena, we're not talking about a solar panel. We're not talking about a wind turbine. But we are talking about free energy, something that is extracted freely from the environment that is basically inexhaustible in its source, and you don't have to pay for it. This device harnesses that, and unlike solar or wind, this would be available 24/7. Is that right?
That's correct. We've actually have a unit that's a much smaller unit, but pretty much about 2 kW that's been a consistent 10-year run. Sort of changing out the bearings, a whole lot to deal. Obviously, we know that there's going to be a recyclable product that we're going to have to turn around and redo it. But, we figure that most generators that are out there will last you. They're not built to run 24/7, but the ones that are out there, if they ran 8 hours a day, you might get 2 to 3 years out of them.
What's the longest that you have run one of your devices continuously without stopping it?
Well, short of changing the bearings out, 10 years.
Well, what I'm talking about is to turn on you turn on one of your prototypes and you just let it run. You don't stop it for anything. I mean, what I mean is that from the time that you turn it on and you let it run to the time you turn it off, what's the longest time that you've had it from beginning to end running?
Between bearings, 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, granted, we didn't put absolute torque on it. We basically took the value of what it is and took half the torque of what it could put out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't riding everything so hard as it could, but basically 3 years.
And how much power was that one putting out?
2.5 kW.
2.5 kilowatts, which, for those who may not be familiar, is pretty much enough to run a house if you had a battery system to contain the energy from the off-peak times to cover the peak times. Two and a half kilowatts would easily cover the needs of most houses in the United States.
Yes, correct.
Well, that sounds like what we're looking for. We did a story on you guys a couple of weeks. I guess it's been almost a month already. What kind of response are you getting in terms of people knocking on the door wanting to get involved?
Well, a whole lot more than what we expected. Actually, when we sent out, we actually did kind of a soft release. We didn't go to the media, per se, but what we did is we put it in areas we felt that would be the most productive as far as getting the folks that we knew that would actually pay attention to what we had. We're over 50,000 now.
50,000?
Yeah, responses. Right. We're full. We've been full every stinking day. I mean, we empty it, it's full. We empty it, it's full.
Uh-huh.
So, now, granted, this has basically been put out in medias from, internet to some small newspapers to, basically people that we knew that were in this field of information.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to be hurting for orders.
No.
What has been the response in terms of finding sources of money that look interesting? And we might have to wait until after the break to get heavy into that answer. We're going to be going to our first break here in about a minute or so. But maybe we can just start touching on that.
Pretty much where we're at is sifting through basically sand because, what we're going to have to do is just email people back and tell them, we need to know your criteria, what you want, how you want it, and if you can help us or we can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, between all, we've got a few good responses, but up to this point we're with a grain of salt going through it because there's a lot of people out there that want what we have and other people who just want to, squash what we have. So we got to pay attention to what we're doing.
Yeah, it's hard to know the difference when they're just from an email, who's who.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I'd be curious. Go ahead.
Well, we have basically opened up a can of worms that we didn't realize was out there. We really wanted to be able to find out what the response was, and it was just literally a flood. We know the interest is out there. We just need to go about it correctly as far as delivering what we have.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk more, ask more questions of Michael Reed, who has a free energy device that works and is ready to go into production.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com. Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-4640. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-4640. 800-610-4640.
Lies, Larson.
I've been hearing a lot about Democrat congressmen coming back to their districts and how they're turning down opportunities to actually meet with the people who elected them. Now, most of these guys love doing town halls because most of them are laudatory. And now we're seeing members of Congress chicken out. They're saying they're going to do telephone town halls so they don't actually have to go face-to-face. And if your congressman is doing that, your congressman is a chicken heart.
The Lars Larson Show, Monday through Friday at 11 p.m.
I plugged the Scan Gauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The Scan Gauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The Scan Gauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at scangauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Free energy, now!
Welcome back to the Free Energy Now show. We are talking tonight to Michael Reed of REMSource LLC. REM stands for Reed Electromagnetic and then Generator, REMGen. You can go to the website at remgen.com. We also have coverage on them over at pezwiki.com. Now, Michael, when we're talking about this free energy device that you've got, if I understand right, what you've got is an electromagnetic system that produces enough energy that you do have a startup energizer system that gets the thing turning, and once it's going, it produces enough electricity or energy to power itself with a lot of energy left over, which you can then, in your case, you've got a turning shaft, which you can use to turn a generator, to produce power through the generator. Is that correct?
Spot on. Yep, that's right.
So I'm just curious, how much juice does it take to get this thing running and to start it up?
Well, actually, the way that we have it set up, it's literally no different than just pushing a button. We basically have a I guess you want to call it an electromagnet, basically just pretty much pushing forward with just enough to get the thing started. It literally just starts turning.
Would you care to speculate on where the energy is coming from?
Oh, basically, yeah. And pretty much what you're looking at is the Earth magnetism. Pretty much pretty straightforward without going into patent issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about Earth's magnetism, I can't help but, you know, project forward 20, 30 years when this reaches market saturation, and we've got millions, of, if not billions of these things, because each household in the United States has on average 40 motors. And so if you're replacing these out with your system, small and large motors, that's a lot of motors out in the world. And if each one of these is harnessing the Earth's magnetism, would we start, affecting or draining the Earth's magnetism? Is this an inexhaustible source, or are we going to have a peak magnetism issue?
No, not really. I mean, there is a point where literally it has to be recycled. I mean, it's not an absolute forever machine, but what is out there? It does have. It's not quite a built-in obsolescence, but it's obviously something that the way that we're going to be manufacturing this, that it can be literally turned in and literally for a fraction of the original cost, being able to give you another one and use the old one and re-energize it. And now it goes back to the door for many years again, sort of changing out bearings and maybe the new changes that we have on the motors.
Does this thing work no matter where you take it on Earth, or does it have, there's some effect that people call ley lines, where, you know, a certain effect might be stronger in one region than another. Do you find that it works consistently no matter where you're at?
Yes. We've actually put it through the basic testing in different parts of the planet. Whether we're on the equator or we're, you know, up in the Andes or up in the Rocky Mountains or down at sea level, pretty much you might have probably between 5% and 7% difference But that's, you know, to be said with anything that's magnetic or electrical that you're going to end up with anyway.
Would this work out in space where, let's say, you're, you know, traveling out to Mars, for example, and you're halfway between planets, long ways away from the Earth's magnetic field? Is that going to stop working as you leave the Earth's magnetic influence?
We've actually thought about that. We'd like to build a shield around it to, you know, so it would actually maintain that. Theory says yes, it would, but obviously, you know, you'd have to put it through the test to prove that. But we're actually building this in such a way that there was an EMP burst that you wouldn't, lose what you've got. It would just basically shut down for a moment, restart up. Only thing it could actually affect would be just basically the starting motor, and the starting motor just has a reset point on it.
Have you had scientists study this to come up with some theories as to the scientific models as to where this energy is coming from and why it's Earth's magnetism that you think is the source?
We have had one now going on two third-party verifications, and every time we get the thing back, we actually are amazed on the different theories that we get, and we actually go into it and actually see if there's anything that we can change to, which this last time around, we actually got more energy out of it because of just observance of how the algorithms of the thing work and being able to change up a few things. It did really well. They speculate a lot of different ways, yes.
Now, one of the things that we have to ask in talking about any kind of technology, which we ask all of the people we interview, is what's the cost on this thing going to be? You know, what's the return on investment? Just to compare it to, example, a solar system where you don't have fuel costs because the fuel is free, but you do have unit costs. That, you know, you're going to have to buy the device, and it's going to not be free. So at what point do you break even in that because you're not having to pay for fuel, you're able to, your return on investment is that point at which you've paid off your device through fuel savings. So what would be the answer to that question?
If I was to compare my small unit to a house unit that you put solar on your home, those are going to run anywhere between, you can get do-it-yourself models all the way up to, $15,000-$20,000 on your home. And most people put them up there mainly because they just want to get off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
My smaller unit that you were talking about, in comparison to far as what it puts out, will not be no more than $2,500. But we're also not talking, as large a unit that would run your whole house continuously. So that unit would be on anywhere between probably $10,000 to $15,000.
Okay. So $2,500 for, what was that, a 2.5 kilowatt?
Yeah, let me back up a little bit. You're basically, I was saying for a 1.5, you're looking at running about 2, and you're looking to run about 20 to 3 for 2.5, depending on the application, because if you want to put a battery system in there, you've got a little bit more involved. My unit would be no different than if you had a solar system on that and then you put batteries into it. So there's an extra cost there that I'm not considering. My unit, yeah, you could put it in the home, but then you've got some extra costs as far as batteries and whatnot.
Are you doing some strategizing in terms of how you're going to place this? Because when you install a power system on your home, there's got to be certifications with the local utilities and whatnot. And where solar was already established, could you put this as part of a solar system, for example? Just throw up one panel on your roof so that you can call it a solar system, and this is part of the inverter system where you're taking that input power. Maybe you could use a solar panel, for example, for that kick start. And then the thing
you're wearing. You very easily could. The nice thing about what we're doing is we're actually taking existing units as far as when you get to the larger units and using technology that's already approved to run your home. The difference is that I'm switching out the loaders that they were using, gas, natural gas, diesel, and replacing it with mine. The neat thing about motors, they don't really care about the motors as far as certification. It's the electrical itself that is actually certified. So, you know, you put any motor in there that's a generator that's certified, you're fine. You just basically, you know, there are plenty of units out there that are ready to go. You just switch out their unit, motor drive unit, and put mine in its place.
So it's your unit that's driving the generator, which is UL certified, to then hook into your home.
Exactly. Nobody looks at the motor. They look at all its electrical parts. You look at any motor that's out there. They don't UL certify Briggs & Stratton, unless it's got a coil on it, and it's the coil that's certified, not the motor.
All right. Got to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll be talking more to Michael Reed about his RemGen power system.
Live streaming audio on demand, 24 hours a day. Log on now at 1100kfnx.com. kfnx.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. It's the biggest credit card theft case in U.S. history. A Florida man indicted on charges of stealing the financial info of 130 million people. Former federal prosecutor Scott Christie says the suspect was working with partners in Russia.
With the ease of communication that the Internet provides, they were able to get together and combine their forces and their knowledge in order to create a very potent criminal organization.
The nation's credit card companies boosted their interest rates about 2% in the first half of this year. That's in spite of the fact that the Fed had already cut the rates that the banks pay. Is it a normal correction or something more? Both the Dow and the S&P 500 lost ground today, each of them hitting three-week lows. And it's true. A new study finds that 90% of all the currency in our wallets contains traces of cocaine. This is CNN Radio.
Pleasant evening temperatures now with our dew points down in the 30s. We'll stay dry tomorrow with about 108. Gradual moisture increase Wednesday and Thursday, leading to a return of the monsoon later in the week. Jim Howell, KFNX Newstalk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 97 degrees.
Hi, folks. Jim Sewards for Legends Cadillac, Hummer, and Saab. Legends currently ranks number one in Cadillac, Hummer, and Saab sales in Arizona, and here's the reasons why. Number one, our courteous and professional sales staff is certified in every model we sell. Number two, our location is easy to get to just off the 101 and Hayden Road in North Scottsdale. And number three, our inventory of new Cadillacs, Hummers, and Saabs is the best in the Southwest. Now, if these three reasons aren't enough, then how about this? Legends has almost 100 frontline, ready-use cars, trucks, and SUVs. Most of these one-owner, low-mileage vehicles are Cadillac, Hummer, and Saab certified. This means low financing, 138-point detailed inspection, and best of all, a 6-year, 100,000-mile factory warranty. Legends has fast become the home for the luxury car buyer. Stop in and visit us and see why we've earned the praise. Legends, it's like no place else. In North Scottsdale or online at legendscadillac.com.
Listen carefully. I have something very important to tell you.
Phoenix is so hot.
Sedona is not.
Cool off at the Sedona Summit Resort. 3 days and two nights for only $199. Call Crazy Coyote Activities and Tours at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. Hurry, offer expires soon.
Oh, hot, 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 hot. Oh, hot, 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 hot.
Terms and conditions apply.
Free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take the nation's air force.
Free Energy Now.
We really want to change the world today. We just want to help the world.
866-536-1100.
That's a toll-free calling number if you're listening live, 866-536-1100. We're broadcasting live out of KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm up in Eagle Mountain, Utah, and we're talking to Michael Reed, who is over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a RemGen free energy device. This is way in the realm of exotic technology. Physics would say what they're doing is impossible, yet they have not only a working device, allegedly, but they have a production prototype, a device that they have been working on for years, refined it to the point that they're now ready to go into production. Really quite an accomplishment. Now, Michael, one of the things that we've not gotten into yet is how scalable is this technology on the small end, on the large end?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how scalable this technology is. How small could you make it? How big could you make it?
We could make as little as 500 watts all the way up. We could literally go gigawatts if we wanted to. Obviously, it's a capital issue. But, yeah, it's very scalable.
Mm-hmm. Another question is, you've got at least one unit right now that people who are interested in financing or whatever in your project could come and see. I'm curious, how many units do you have kicking around for inspection at this point?
We typically just show the one, but we will show others if necessary, just basically show that it is scalable.
Mm-hmm.
Typically what happens is the wow factor when they see it. They usually walk in, typically an engineer will tell me, no, it doesn't work, no, it doesn't work. And they see it, and then they're walking around going, okay, how can I tell them it still doesn't work? And at that point, they really don't care about a smaller one because what they're looking at is impossible anyway.
And how long do they typically want to look at it to satisfy themselves that there's not a battery hidden somewhere?
That's the million-dollar question. Typically, a 30-minute showing will turn it into 4 or 5 hours, just nothing but looking for that battery, looking for that wire, looking for see how long it runs. You know, they're like going, well, you know, we've actually had people that are literally come and with supervision basically say that it'll run all night.
Well, I have to tell you, there's a reason for that kind of skepticism, because there are sure a lot of frauds and charlatans out there. I was privy to a situation recently where a group of people, at great expense, flew a contingent of people to check out a magnet motor, allegedly this magnet-repelling magnet providing motive force to produce, I think it was claiming a 2-kilowatt output. And within an hour, one of our guys from the New Energy Congress spotted some hidden wires on this thing. And the guy, what he would do is, and they had actually achieved third-party certification from one of the major world organs of certification for, devices, rotating devices. I can't go into details because I am under secrecy or non-disclosure to not disclose that at this time, but we're talking, they fooled some really smart people. And what he would do is people, they would come into his home, and he had actually embedded wires through the legs of his table, lifted up the floorboards and ran wires through there. And they would look at the device, you know, he'd pull it apart, there's nothing in there. And then as they were in the other room talking, he would swap in his little trickery, and then by the time he came back into the room, he'd switch it on, and it would run with all this power, but he had this little cheater in there. So it the kind of stuff happens, and there's also the skepticism to overcome that, you know, scientists have all these years said that this is impossible, and yet there the thing is running. So you have to be patient with the skepticism and with, you know, people's hesitancy to believe that what you've got is real.
No, and that's one of the reasons we have waited so long to come out. Basically, we watched that happen over and over. That's also why the one that we do show is made a little different from the rest, because we have some different things that we put on them that would be misconstrued as something else. So what we do is this particular one, which is the larger one, is an extremely stripped down, not a whole lot of extras to it, short of on and off, and there she goes. And what we do is we invite people to look up underneath it, look at the generator as far as the electrical part of it, watch the armature as it turns. Short of that, you know, I don't mind them poking around as long as they're not inside my motor itself. I have no problem with that. They can sit and watch it as long as they want.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to move it around,
it's got
wheels on it. If they want to move it around, I don't care.
Right. You talked earlier about you're looking at this point to get the funding in place to be able to mass produce this thing. What kind of money are you talking about? Can you disclose that?
Well, we are actually looking at different options around the world. We've actually have got the ear of quite a few people that are more towards the humanitarian end. And we've actually had to sit down to figure out how we could actually do this, meaning starting out one way and evolving into full manufacturing. We'd probably be somewhere between 12 and 50 million being totally mechanized. 12 basically being a point that we have an awful lot of hands on. By the time it was 50, it would be not a whole lot of hands on, pretty much all mechanized. And
mm-hmm.
That's dropping one every 4 minutes.
So at 50 million with automation and robots and stuff, you'd be producing one motor every 4 minutes?
That's per line. And we're looking at, with a 50, probably dropping anywhere between one minimum as far as starting out and then working into eight lines. That's 100,000 units a year with one line, and up to obviously 800,000 with eight lines. And with expansion, with potential room to expansion there.
Would you think that the number of people interested in this technology, the number of sizes and shapes and applications is, there's, like I was mentioning earlier, each home has, 40 different motors in it. And if you're going to eventually replace all of those with a free energy device that doesn't require outside electricity, so each appliance could have its own internal power source, each vehicle could have its own onboard generator to keep the batteries topped off your electric vehicle.
Exactly.
The refrigeration truck, for example, your refrigeration unit would be running via a free energy device. Each one of those is a huge industry and as a potential license. Is that a model you plan on maybe going with, is to license out the knowledge and let their research and development team scale it up to their size and application?
More than a possibility. I'm not a greedy man. I basically look at it this way. We get it out there enough that we can suppress the powers that be from basically putting us out of business. At that point, I just want to make sure that my family's fed and taken care of. After that, I just want it out there, as far as being able to go to different directions. We're talking, motors. I mean, we're talking about a motor that obviously can be put with anything, whether it be a water pump or, turning a, electric motor or turning, a car for that matter. But, I'm not that far, but where I'm at, I'm secure in what I have, and it's obviously scalable.
Mm-hmm. What kind of backup plans do you have in terms of the know-how to do this? A key man insurance might be good for backing up the financial end of things, but what if you, for example, were to get in a car accident tomorrow and to be taken out of the scene? Do you have a backup plan for people to be able to pick up where you left off?
Yes. I am majority holder, but I am one of five. and any one of them could pick it up and walk with it.
Uh-huh.
And have been instructed to do so.
What about other countries? Are you going to limit it to the United States at first, or are you going to have no such limits?
Well, again, it also depends on resistance, obviously, as far as how people respond. You know, obviously, public wants it, but we have actually been advised to start outside the United States and then to start into the United States. That way, there's not a whole lot they could do about it. Still throwing that one around. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. It might not be bad advice. In the U.S., you might want to start with some of these private communities where they might have a better ability to kind of keep quiet on it and kind of stay under the radar, so to speak. I don't know. It's unfortunate. The United States is...
As of tonight, we're not necessarily under the radar.
Yeah. Well, even though we're broadcasting on a radio station and whatnot, we're pretty somewhat low-key. I'm sure we have some heavy hitters that pay attention and listen to our show and whatnot. But I choose to not worry about the bullies on the block. I find that if you give in to the fear, that the paranoia can really limit and stifle the ability to move forward. And
exactly.
The bully thrives on that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got one more break to go to, and when we come back, we'll wrap up our segment in talking to Michael Reed about REMGen, the free energy device that has arrived ready to go into production, and we will ask when people might be able to find one of these things available for purchase.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Stylistics Design is offering free search engine optimization until Labor Day with any site. Are you a business without a website? Do you own a website that needs a facelift? Stylistics Design can help. We create professional websites that opens your company to the world marketplace. We'll build you a money-making e-commerce site and provide scheduled or immediate site updates. Visit StylisticsDesign.com or call toll-free 888-371-1682. Free search engine optimization until Labor Day with any site. Call 888-371-1682.
I plug the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Arizona homeowners, let me ask you, have you been shopping for a water treatment system lately for your home? You're confused, aren't you? You've got salespeople talking in disparaging ways about their competition. You've got misinformation and scare tactics left and right. I've got two words for you. Think EcoWater. That's right, folks. EcoWater Systems is the only water treatment equipment company in the world to earn the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval for the past 35 years. EcoWater Systems is the only water treatment equipment manufacturer to print equipment performance specifications right on their sales literature. Are you going to buy just because marketing literature has pictures of pretty people drinking pretty glasses of water? Or do you want the facts? If you want the facts, you want it straight, you want it clean, you want it pure, just like your water, call my friends at EcoWater today and receive a free reverse osmosis with the purchase of a whole house refiner. 480-892-7556. A proud member of the Rosie on the House referral network of trusted companies. That's EcoWater Systems, 480-892-7556. Think EcoWater. Yeah, it is that good.
Free energy now!
You're listening to the Free Energy Now show. Before we continue with our interview, I'd like to mention that this show is being brought to you by eHarmony.com,
where singles are matched based on compatibility. On average, check this out, 236 eHarmony members marry every day in the U.S. as a result of being matched on eHarmony. In fact, I was with someone last week who announced his engagement at a gathering I was at, and the two of them met at eHarmony.com. His fiancée had sworn she would never use an online dating service, but apparently decided to give eHarmony.com a try, and now she's going to be hitched next week and be married in Hawaii. Log on to eHarmony.com, and you can review all of your matches absolutely free. If you want to subscribe, use the promotion code EHPESN for eHarmony, P-E-S-N. Those are our call letters, and you'll get one of 3 months free. Again, that promotion code is EHPESN. Tonight we're talking with Michael Reed from RemSource LLC, makers of the RemGen. It's ready to go into production. Now, this is history in the making. This is extraordinary technology, outside-the-box stuff. Physics says is impossible, yet they've got something running and ready to go. It's what they're saying, and they've got a device that people can go check out who have the necessary resources and profile to go with them on this project. Now, I'm curious, Michael, I'm sure you've had, you mentioned you've had a lot of inquiries. Maybe for the sake of, you know, you're talking to an audience that is going to be comprised of a number of really keen people on this kind of technology that are the ideal match for what you're looking for, talking about matchmaking, so to speak. What is the profile that you are looking for? What, you know, who's the ideal partner to work with RemSource LLC?
Well, the ideal partner would be basically a group that had the ability to, obviously engineers involved, the ability to, see the future as far as the ability what we had to do, and see, because the RemGen is one of many products that we actually do offer, see the potential of all the other things that we can offer the world, because we're actually set up on a humanitarian goal. That's pretty much what we would like to do, is get hooked up with a group of people that are of like minds as far as being able to get this out to the world and yet, be able to make money, but yet at the same time being able to bless the world with, something that it truly needs right now.
Mm-hmm. So, in addition to ability money-wise, it's important to you that they have a humanitarian outlook and his motivation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with some of the other products that we have available, it works really, really well in that direction because we want to be able to feed and put drinking water in people's belly and be able to provide electricity and get them get them to the point that they're coming out of a dark zone into the light, obviously.
Would you care to mention some of the other technologies you've got?
We actually work with products that have the ability to make plants grow faster naturally. It's basically through a frequency induction, and it's actually through water. We also do desalination. The desalination is it's different because the way that it is, there's no moving parts, and it's not a desalination like what most people would think as far as doing some sort of osmosis or some sort of distillation. It's a totally different technology. But in doing those right there, you feed. You've got water and with electricity. Obviously, you can put the computer in a and some sort of light over the top of it so they can for kids to study and be able to have a little bit more normal life is been denied to them.
Aren't you also doing some stuff with hydroxy?
We actually have a program going up in Colorado that were actually doing basically water pumps. And pretty much what we're doing is basically doing hydrogen. Right now we're looking at 70-30 mix, doing 70% hydrogen, 30% natural gas. We can do it more than that, but we choose not to really because of just the way that those particular motors are made up.
Okay. And when I was saying hydroxy, I was talking about the onboard electrolysis type of system that dumps the hydroxy gas.
Yeah, so we've got so many products. You're talking about the ability to take the water and basically separate the molecules in such a way that it doesn't, the calcium line deposit, you know, the electrolysis on piping and stuff like that. And then you're cutting in an avalon on me here, so I apologize if I'm not hearing it right.
Okay. But that HHO is, or that is something you are pursuing?
Yes. We actually, it was something we came up with in 85, and it started off as toward the health end of it, and because of all the anecdotal testimonies we were getting, we decided to kind of back off of it because the AMA was approaching us in such a way that we needed to back off of it, so we went toward the agricultural end of it and the commercial end.
Now, I'm curious, you talk about being involved in this for 30 years. Has this been a full-time endeavor that you've been able to do, or has it been more of a hobby on the side? Maybe more recently you've been able to do it full-time.
Well, hobby in the beginning, yes. Passion, and then it became a full-time issue many years ago. Pretty much it was having Troy as my mentor and basically watching what he was doing. He pretty much lightened me in such a way that I could see a lot more around with what he was doing, and they pretty much gave me the ability to think outside the box. And once it started patenting, you know, the money started coming. So at that point, we decided to quit full-time on it.
Mm-hmm. So you have had a number of investors up to this point who I imagine are anxious to see a return on their investment finally.
Well, there are many that we've actually sold outright. At this point, everything we have, we're holding close to the vest because of the direction that we're wanting to go. We've got things from electrical motor improvement to using water and pool and hot tub. That's actually purification, but just changing it up in such a way that it pretty much balances out the water. We have a lot of health products that we've come up with over the years. Had to turn them over to somebody else because I am not, you know, that's not my field, but it pretty much presented itself in such a way that it was unique as far as what it would do, and we pretty much turned it over to another group.
Back to the motor that we first started talking about, the RemGen, I'm curious how, just to use a percentage, how much does it compare to a typical motor? Is it 50% similar, 75? How different is it from what we are used to?
It's about 50-50. I mean, you've got a lot of the same components. The difference is it doesn't have as many moving parts, or as many parts in the product as you would as far as with a conventional electric motor.
Do you see this launching a new field of study in the scientific world?
I'd be open. I mean, obviously there's a definite call for it because obviously we've actually talked about making little kits. Once we got this going and sending it out to kids, so kids basically understood how it worked, so they could take as far as I could, you know, just for the sake of understanding it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. It's been a fascinating interview, and I certainly wish you well in your coming days as you look for the right partner in taking this thing to production. so that people can get these. The U.S. might not be first because they have lost their leadership position due to the politics. Yes, unfortunately. They talk the talk of wanting clean energy, but when it comes to truly disruptive technologies, boy, they really dig in their heels, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, if people want to get a hold of us, just go to remgen.com, R-E-M-G-E-N, remgen.com.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Your Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC. It's 10 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Authorities say he broke his own record for credit cards.